Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Water fountain.
Drinking.
Are you drinking fountain?
Mm-hmm.
No, he is not. He is water fountain.
No, I'm not just saying that because you guys said water. I say drinking fountain.
Okay, one more. Do you cut the grass or mow the lawn?
Cut the grass. Oh.
Wow.
When are you going to cut the grass? I think I'd say cut the grass.
Actually, I'd probably say both.
Let me say it in a really nagging way. I need to, like, get into character. I think it's cut the grass.
Say his name first.
Jared. So then...
Jared, when are you going to cut the grass?
There it is.
Let's cut the grass.
Cut the grass.
I say both.
No, I say both, too. I can't think of
I'm not opposed to mow the lawn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's cut the grass.
Lightning bugs or fireflies?
Fireflies.
Lightning bugs.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Division
in the studio.
Either order me.
Division.
Division in the studio.
Is there a pro? Like, are you setting us up because there's
no,
a proper
there
St.
Isn't.
Louis?
No.
Or is it split?
St. Louis. I guess we'll go into it. So St. Louis has only a couple of things that are uniquely St. Louisan. I've played this game before. Okay, I'm just going to spell it out for you. C-A-U-G-H-T. Give me the pronunciation, please. C-A-U-G-H-T.
Caught.
C-O-T.
Caught.
Yes. St. Louis is the only place in the country that differentiates the pronunciation of those two words.
Really?
Really. So for me, it's caught and caught. There is no difference.
Wow.
The police caught the suspect. The Army Ranger slept on the cot. There is no difference.
R-O-U-T-E.
Ooh, that is a good one. It is in the book. I say route normally, but if I'm talking about Route 66.
It's always Route 66.
Then it's route.
Same. I say route and...
Yeah.
Everybody just turned and pivoted and looked at me at the same time. I was watching this happening.
Annie?
The other show,
you should probably say something.
I definitely say caught and caught.
Yep,
I would definitely. And it, if I heard it differently, if I heard someone say it the same, I would think in my mind, caught. Not
right.
Caught.
Yeah, you correct him. Nah, you're probably the person that would correct him out loud. It's okay. It's the millennial in you. It's okay. I'm one too.
Would you actually somebody? Is that what you do? We do. You'd actually them. Actually.
It's literally pronounced. No, because I have misophonia and I know I'm a freak in my head. I've learned very much so that what's going on around in between my ears there is not for everybody to know.
Conceal, don't feel.
Darn right, Elsa.
The other thing that's uniquely St. Louisan is. Wiggy, what do you call a road that runs parallel to like a freeway? So you might be driving 6440.
Frontage road.
Yeah, frontage road or outer road.
Okay. Outer road.
Outer road. So that is uniquely St. Louisan.
I've never heard that.
Outer road is not used anywhere else in the country. And in fact,
Missouri.
Outer road 40 is named Outer Road 40, right? Most of the country uses either frontage road or
most.
A service road. Most. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Yeah, grandma's got some hot dishes she's bringing to Thanksgiving this year. It doesn't have lutefisk because your girlfriend got sick, yeah.
Lutefisk.
Hot dishes.
Are we familiar with lutefisk?
Now that we're talking about this again, I realized.
Red pajamas.
Yes, exactly. That's the only luda I understand. But you said lutefisk the last time we talked about this, and I realized that's what they say in Frozen when he's talking about the sauna. He says lutefisk. And then I Googled it, and I don't think I remember it being sounding like it was pleasant.
No, it comes from Norway, I believe, and it's a white fish that is cured in lye.
Nope. Yes, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and it's a delicacy for a lot of the boomers in Minnesota. And probably... About, the Upper Peninsula in Wisconsin, which brings us back nicely into the boomer versus millennial conversation.
Yes.
So last week it was the okay boomer, and that started the viral trend and then the battle between the baby
good
boomers
and
the millennials. Yeah.
You are the king.
I'm kidding.
Of doing your own segue.
That's hilarious.
You know what? But
he's really good at it.
What I really like this time is I went home and cried after the last show we were on together, Wiggy, because you called me out for. I thought it was being funny naming the segue out loud, and you really ruin the segue when you call it a segue. So I went home, cried, stopped crying Sunday, and decided I need to be better about this.
You are a millennial.
I want to thank you, Wiggy. You've made me a better, 20-minute radio broadcaster every week.
I hear that a lot.
I appreciate that.
There's always going to be one.
There's always one. So this week on social media, people have started the hashtag What's the worst boomer advice, hashtag is boomer advice, you've ever received in your life? What's the worst boomer advice you've ever received in your life? I have five that really stuck out to me.
Okay.
Just go into the store and ask if they're hiring. What's the big deal? A lot about work and work ethic here. If you go figure.
Sounds about right.
Wait, millennials have problems with work ethic?
We've got the Gen Xer here trying to make the two meet.
We could actually have Dave kind of interject here and see what he thinks, which he sides with.
Yep.
All right, number two. If you show you're willing to work harder, they will show you that they are willing to pay you more.
That's not true.
No.
I've heard that it's not true. Yeah.
You can work harder, but unless you ask for more money, they'll just say, "Hey, that's nice."
Number three, go to college, get a good job, be loyal to the company, and they will be loyal back.
Nah. The first half, you're good.
Right.
And I would also add that was true at a time.
It was.
That certainly is not true now.
And I think tangentially, that's the whole deal with this whole divide between boomers and millennials.
It isn't what it was.
Times change kind
of
thing.
Exactly. It's not what it used to be. Four. Oh, God. Sorry, Katie and Annie. You should always list men as references on your cover letter. Always.
Boomers say that?
I guess. Whoa. There's no explanation to that.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that either.
I've never heard that one.
Somebody put it up there.
Always list men as your references on cover letters?
How rude.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, maybe if the alternative is your mom and your sister, if that's all you got, but I don't understand that at all.
But this is my favorite. Just get a second job. You act as if the world owes you something.
The owes you something thing.
Yeah. First half, no. Second half, yeah, that's spot on.
Raise your hand if you've had more than one job at a time. Like, Rob?
No, never.
You've always been just living high on the hog.
Whether the hog is like the smallest hog in the world or not, I guess I've been living off of that singular hog.
Balancing with one foot on top of his hog. No, I remember going, when I was full-time in college, I worked at a pharmacy delivering medications, and that was like 30 hours a week.
Is that what you called it? Yeah, it was a pharmacy delivering medications.
No, that's exactly what I was doing.
Drug dealer.
Yeah,
that's actually when I started listening to 97.1 because I spent 2 years or 2 years and about 2 hours a day in the car listening, and you can only hear the same songs over and over and over when you're in for a long period of time. So I started listening to 97.1 when I was doing that, and then I didn't have it. I don't know where my money went. I guess to gas and to food, but I didn't have any money, so I added on being a seasonal worker at Target, and I think I also at the same time worked at a frozen custard stand named Annie's in Edwardsville. And I mean, I was doing three jobs and being a full-time student one time. I don't even know how I did that. Like, I would die after 36 hours.
All right, everyone quiet. I need this for a sounder for the future. Humble brag. Hashtag humble brag.
It wasn't a humble brag. I'm actually banned from working two places ever again.
Whoa.
What happened?
Can you share why?
Because she teepeed them. That's
no,
why.
She was dealing drugs out of Annie's custard stand.
I'm not allowed to work at Target.
Okay. Really?
Again.
For money laundering.
Exactly, naturally.
I thought it was just laundering.
My political career just going up in smoke because of Ryan's lies. No, because I was working those three jobs, and this is a story for another time, but my then boyfriend, now husband, we were about 9 months into our relationship. I think he got a little nervous. It was right before Christmas time, started to panic a little bit, told me he needed what they would have called a break.
I need a break.
On a Friday.
Break
100%, and I was a mess. He didn't know that at the time, and I went to call off work, and they're like, "You can't call off." And I'm like, "I can't come in." And they basically said, "You can't call off. You have to come in." I said, "Well, what if I quit?" And they're like, "Well, then you can never work at Target again." And I'm like, "Dun dun dun." Okay.
And so, she got fired from Annie's for sexual harassment.
God, Ryan, no, that is not true.
She would pull the lever, and the custard would come out of the machine, and she would just look at it.
No.
She made eye contact the whole time with the customer while not paying attention. Oh, with the custard.
With the custard.
That's awesome.
As it came out of the machine.
The other one was the Meat Cutters Union. I'm banned from the Meat Cutters Union. That's a true story, too.
Really?
You're going to go with that right after what he just set that up for?
No. We're going to take a break, though.
Ryan.
We're going to take a break.
Wiggy.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody go search really quick the In Living Color Jamaican family.
spot.
Yes,
in Living Color, Jamaican Family
it's
spot.
Fantastic.
Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Just real quickly.
Do you want to come in here from noon to three from now on?
I'd love
that
to.
Microphone over there is now vacant.
Go see a couple good movies this week. The Report, the story of Daniel Jones investigating the CIA's detention and interrogation programs out, and then Ford and Ferrari. Go check it out.
I got my Frozen 2 tickets.
Ooh.
For a week from today. Pretty excited about that as well. Annie, Rob Kramer, thank you so much for being in here.
Let it go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.